Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 427 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I have both tried new and different things this past week. With Melanie, it's regarding exercise. I have apparently tried to take up a hobby, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the AFC and NFC championship games, plus a whole bunch of other stuff. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We had our live book club earlier this week, and also this month we've had conversations with our friend Cole Kublik. It was completely unhinged. And we have an episode with our friend Lindsay Ferrier about healing from an abusive marriage. It was a really moving conversation. We would, as always, love for you to stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And if you would like to join us in Fayetteville, Arkansas on April 3rd, probably want to go ahead and get those tickets handled. We have a few left. We don't want to miss you. So you can find a link for that in the show notes. Alrighty, everybody. Hope you enjoy episode 427. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, what's going on?
Well, listen, we've had, since last time, we've had the national championship. We've had what a lackluster affair that was.
What a lackluster affair that was. I mean, congratulations, Ohio State.
But yeah,
it was not a game for the ages.
It wasn't. I mean, it just was boring. I wasn't emotionally invested in either of the teams, you know,
right.
Like there was the SEC wasn't in it. I didn't really care. It was fine. I mean, I still like Marcus Freeman, but I don't know. The next day I kind of felt dirty for cheering for Notre Dame. So I probably won't do that again. It felt like I wasn't true to myself.
Yes. Yes. A betrayal of self.
Yes.
We've all been there, Melanie.
Yeah.
We've all
and
been there.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of how I felt. And I was like, I can't get on board. Listen, Ryan Day, I'm sure he's lovely, but I just, his beard is unnaturally dark and I just, his cheeks are unnaturally rosy and it freaks me out a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. So it was fine. So I felt like the games leading up to that were better than the actual game.
I feel the same. Yes.
Yeah. So there was that. And then yesterday we watched the NFL. So now we know who's going to the Super Bowl.
We certainly do. And, you know, I've not typically been as in it with, you know, watching all the NFL games, but we've been in a situation where Jackson has been here a lot of Sunday afternoons.
Yeah.
Alex's roommate. So, and he loves the NFL. And so he was here. He came over Saturday night, spent the night with us, and then stayed all day yesterday, went back to school last night. But we were cheering for different teams because, well, not really. But I mean, like, we were both like Commanders, Eagles. It'll be fun to see, you know, what happens. But I was really cheering for the Chiefs against the Bills because, you know, I'm a little mystified by all this Chief hatred that's out there. I understand what people say. I like Chris Jones. I like Chris Jones. I like Chris Jones. So anyway, so we were cheering for different teams in that game, but
it was
fantastic. Really, really fun to watch that Chiefs and Bills game. It was a good one.
You know, I'll keep cheering for the Chiefs all the way through because I don't have the hate for them. You know, like Travis said, I mean, Andy Reid, I mean, I used to buy his oatmeal.
That's right.
And Patrick Mahomes is a Texas boy.
We loved Cocoon. I will say, I felt like last night, Patrick Mahomes, in his post-game interview, I felt like that Texas accent was more on display maybe than it is at other times.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
The Texas accent was strong last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I did say, though, after the game was over, or after the Commanders and Eagles game was over, I was like, y'all, this was to David and to Jackson. I said, can y'all imagine the Eagles fans in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. I don't want to see it.
No.
I don't need to know.
No.
That's going to be a situation.
No. Talk about fly, eagle, fly. I mean.
That's going to be a situation.
Yeah.
And anyway, but I thought that the games were great. I thought in that Chiefs and Bills game, you know, I struggle with the NFL teams. I can't remember the mascots. I felt like the Kansas City play calling on the offensive side of the ball was some of the best offensive play calling I have seen in recent memory. It was
agreed.
It was decisive. It was well executed. It was you couldn't really get a feel for what was going to go. They seemed confident. They stayed on the offensive. They didn't play to not lose, which, you know, I think can be a little bit of a temptation, at least in terms of my personal football career.
Yeah.
But I really love watching just sort of the degree of excellence that game brought to the forefront. So yes. Here we go. Eagles and Chiefs in Super Bowl 59.
Is that what it is? Super Bowl 59?
Yeah, Super Bowl 59.
Okay. So, all right. Well, so coming your way February 9th, that's going to happen.
One of the ongoing challenges of empty nesting is trying to figure out what in the world to cook. It's just one of my least favorite things. And that is why I am so happy to tell you about Hungry Root, because it has made planning and cooking meals so much better. It really is the easiest way to eat healthy. Hungry Root is like having a personal nutritionist. They take care of the stressful meal planning each week and recommend delicious recipes tailored to your taste. You take a little quiz, you tell them what you prioritize, what you're trying to avoid, what matters to you in terms of your own nutrition, and then they make it so easy to eat high quality, nutritious food and achieve any diet or health goals by tailoring recipes to a variety of lifestyles. If you want something that's anti-inflammatory, something that's more gut friendly, something gluten-free, dairy-free, high protein, they can handle it. A couple of weeks ago, Alex and Jackson were over here. It was Sunday evening. I wanted to cook supper for everybody. I didn't know what to do. I needed to pull something together quickly, and I thought, oh, Hungry Root. So I made double cheeseburgers and these delicious herby potatoes that Alex described as immaculate, roasted some fresh green beans. All of those things had come in my Hungry Root order. It was so easy to pull together for a delicious meal. You're going to love Hungry Root as much as I do. Take advantage of this exclusive offer. For a limited time, get 40% off your first box, plus get a free item in every box for life. Go to hungryroot.com/bigboo and use code BIGBOO. That's hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO to get 40% off your first box and a free item of your choice for life. hungryroot.com/bigboo, code BIGBOO.
So we get a week off of no football. And then what also happened this week is that my Aggie men's basketball team blew a 20-something point lead and lost to the Longhorns in Austin. Mm-hmm. And here's what this solidified for me, because I had the game on. I was not going to be emotionally invested. I was just like, I'm just going to have the game on. I was cooking dinner because we were having some friends over Saturday night. So I just turned the game on while I was prepping dinner stuff. But I thought, here's what it taught me when that game ended, is my heart is not ready to love again. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Football season, really, it really broke me. Like I left with a lot of hurt, a lot of disappointment. I'm going to say all of that was reflected when I filled out my survey that A&M sent me about my experience at Kyle Field this season.
You were waiting on that thing.
I was waiting on it. I had a lot of thoughts, and I ended with, and we need to get rid of the Pepsi products. And I thought, I just was like, you continue to want my hard-earned money.
That's
right. What are you giving me in return? Pepsi?
The Pepsi piece is really inexcusable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who has control of that specific piece of the game day pie at A&M.
Yeah.
But they need to give it up because it's an inferior product. And y'all need to have Coke products at your games.
Well, it goes back to Ross Bjork. And so that's where we continue to get Bjorked is what I'm telling you. And we need to shut that down. We need to renegotiate those contracts. We need to do something else. But what basketball taught me, I'm like, I can't, I'm scared to hope again, Soph.
I know. I get it.
Feel like how many times, oh Lord. And so I thought I'm just kind of shutting down on it.
Yeah.
I'm shutting down on it. And listen, I'll be excited when baseball season gets here. That feels good. But even so, I feel like all the hype with baseball and coming out ranked number one and all of that, it feels
makes you nervous.
It feels, I don't like it. I would rather be ranked number 20 to start the season. I would rather have everybody kind of be like, I don't know, but I feel like there's so much hype.
I get it.
That I don't feel good about it.
Yeah. Well, as Aggies and as Mississippi State Bulldogs, Melanie, we are conditioned because of our experiences over the years. We're conditioned to be skeptical of hope, right?
Yes.
What is somebody trying to sell us? And so it's one thing to be skeptical of hope because it's, you know, that's not necessarily the best way to approach things. But the other side of that is when you finally do decide you're going to open up your heart, you lose a big lead against your arch rival and proves you right. So, you gotta tend to your own boundaries. That's all you can do.
That's it. So anyway, that's that. Somebody sent me a poem a while back when I posted the thing about that hope, you know, that she's lost a tooth, she's missing a tooth, and she's ready for another fight. And then somebody sent me another poem that's called "Hope is not a bird, Emily, it's a sewer rat." And that,
yes.
I feel like I'm in the sewer rat stage of my relationship with Texas A&M
sports. I understand. It's a difficult thing. Well, I have something that I've not told you about. This is a relatively new development in my life.
Okay.
As recent as maybe just, I don't know, but like 5 or 6 days ago, I'm just, you know, I tend to be a very sort of internal processor of things. I'm not going to talk out a bunch of stuff until I have run it through my head about 11,000 times. You know, I tend to really work through situations internally. Mm-hmm. And so in the course of trying to work my way through some things this past week, I was like, there are two things I know for sure about myself right now. One is I feel very lonely because I'm spending so much time in my head. I feel very lonely, but I'm not ready to talk about any of this yet. So I'm sitting here lonely in my head. And so the second thing I thought was I need a new hobby. I need something to do. I need a place to focus my energy. And so one night, David and I, like last minute, decided to go down the street and to a Mexican place, and I got some just very delicious cheese enchiladas. They were timely and tasty. They were so good.
Yes, I love a good cheese enchilada.
At dinner, I said, "Hey, after we finish, will you run me by Michael's?" And he was like, "I'm sorry, because you know I'm not a crafty person."
No, I'm not. I've never heard you say that you've ever been in a Michael's.
Well, I haven't in about 10 years until last week.
Was the last time you went to Michael's? No, here's what I want to know. Was the last time you went to Michael's when Alex had to do that scrapbook after his Washington, D.C. trip? Because this is the last craft I remember you doing.
That feels fair. And that would have been about 10 years ago.
That's what I'm thinking. Yep.
I don't enjoy a craft, but here's what I was thinking about earlier that day.
Element helps anyone stay hydrated without the sugar or other sketchy ingredients that can be found in popular electrolyte and sports drinks. Electrolyte deficiency or imbalance can cause headaches, cramps, fatigue, brain fog, and weakness. Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix and sparkling electrolyte water born from the growing body of research that reveals that optimal health outcomes occur at sodium levels 2 to 3 times government recommendations. Element is formulated for anyone on a mission to restore health through hydration. I mixed it today with my water when I went to my hot yoga class, and I could tell it made the biggest difference in my performance and how I felt and how hydrated I felt even after that class. It's great for your everyday health, for moms, exercise enthusiast, heavy sweaters, sauna sitters, those who want a dynamite no sugar margarita or mocktail incorporated element into their daily routine. I've started drinking the sparkling water at night, and now Perry takes it and drinks it because he's like, this is so good. You can get your free Element sample pack with any purchase at drinkelementtea.com/boo. Also, try the new Element Sparkling, a bold 16-ounce can of sparkling electrolyte water. You will love it. Try Element totally risk-free. If you don't like it, we'll refund your order. No questions asked.
I was like, okay, what I don't like to craft, but I need to do something that will occupy not just my head, my hands, but my head. I need something like that's just, and I was like, you know, back in the day, I used to cross stitch. I used to cross stitch when I was in high school and I was in college.
Okay.
I used to love to cross stitch and then I just stopped, you know, as I do with most things at some point. I just go like, well, I'm done with that. Thank you. So earlier that day, I went online. And I went on Etsy and there are all kinds of cross stitch patterns. You no longer have to go to the craft store and buy a book of cross stitch patterns.
No.
You can go look on Etsy, Melanie, and you can buy a PDF of a cross stitch pattern for $2.50 or some such amount.
Okay.
And so I downloaded some different patterns. All, I would say, fairly sarcastic and just like a little not mean-spirited, but just, you know how, like, there are those, I sent Caroline one this year, that Christmas
order. Little,
that said, well, you know what it said.
Yeah.
But that kind of stuff. You can find all kinds of stuff like that to cross-stitch now, which I think is kind of cute and fun.
Oh, for sure.
And so I got David to drop me off at Michael's, and he said, if you don't mind, I'll just stay in the car. And I said, that's good. We're good.
Yeah.
And I went back to the cross stitch section of Michael's and I bought the fabric that you cross stitch on. I bought thread that I had looked up on my patterns, like what color threads I needed. I bought needles. I bought a needle holder. I bought these little bitty scissors you cut thread with, because I remember my mama, when she used to embroidery, she had a special pair of scissors that she used to cut her thread.
Yeah.
Anyway, I bought all the things. I came home, I went in the Christmas closet where I keep all my extra like tote bags and stuff. I got a tote bag. I have cross-stitched for the last like 5 days while I've watched television, and it has been so therapeutic. So last night when I was watching football, I was working on my cross-stitch. And you just count and you just do little stitches. And David walked by the living room at one point because Jackson's sick. And so I didn't sit in the den with him because he's coughing and all that kind of stuff. So I was sitting in the living room. And David walked by and he was like, look at Granny with her needle and her thread.
I mean, I was like, this is how you become that grandma. How you become the grandma where someday Alex's kids will say, oh, Mamaw loves to cross stitch.
Mamaw loves to cross stitch. I will tell you a couple of things I have realized in just my recent, not even week long cross stitching hobby is, man, it's harder to see that little fabric than it used to be. Also harder to thread a needle than it used to be. Now, my up-close vision is still really good if I don't have my contacts in because I'm nearsighted. So I have figured out if I'm going to cross-stitch, I probably need to take my contacts out and just commit to looking up close. But, and also carpal tunnel is real. Carpal tunnel is a real thing, and it really can get activated by the act of holding your little cross-stitching hoop. But I bought a set of hoops at Michael's, and I didn't like them. I felt like they were too hard to operate. So when I got home, and after I tried, I ordered a different set on Amazon. I'm just crazy about them. I think they're great, my new cross-stitch hoops. And anyway, so that's, I guess that's me in 2025. I'm going to be a cross-stitcher,
I
guess.
I like this. I think this is a great development. I think this is your version of what I do is color by number, which is
right.
It's not nearly as skilled, and nobody wants. I can't gift anybody my color by number.
You could.
Well, I could, and then would be like, that's how people start talking about you. They're like, she sent me her color by number. But I think cross stitch is a great thing. This is funny that you were thinking about this because I had to go through old photos last week because the book coming out. And so people were like, we want some pictures. And so I was going through old photos, and what I saw, you know, growing up in the 70s, We had a neighbor across the street that crocheted a lot of stuff, a lot of crochet. And so there's a picture of my mom holding me in the snow in Houston wearing a crocheted poncho. I had a crocheted hat that were multiple crocheted blankets. Yes. I have a pink crocheted. I actually put it up this week because I'd had it for Caroline when she was little, because she wore it too. But it was my Aunt Susie had crocheted this like pink jacket for me when I was like 2 years old. So part of me, I saw all this stuff and I thought, do I want to crochet?
Do you?
I don't know. I had a babysitter years ago, like this older lady used to babysit for us, and she taught me how to crochet. So it is a skill that I had at one time. I would need to relearn.
I will say, I was so surprised by what I remembered. I've not cross-stitched in 25 or 30 years, but I was set, like, when I cut my thread, I was like, oh yeah, you separate the thread, because you can't use like a full strand of thread when you cross-stitch. You separate it into like two strands and use two strands at a time. I remembered that. I remembered how to knot my thread on the, I don't know. It kind of all came back. I guess it's okay. Like muscle memory in a way.
Yeah.
So I bet you remember more than you think. Maybe it's worth a shot, Melanie.
Maybe so. Listen, if this becomes a podcast where you talk about your cross stitch and I talk about my crochet, it's been nice. It's been a good run.
I know.
It's been a good run. Whether you like a fresh face of makeup or something a little more glam, you can spice up your routine with Thrive Cosmetics. All their products are certified 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and have zero parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. One of my favorite products from Thrive Cosmetics is their Brilliant Eye Brightener. It is this highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless, and I'm not great at eye makeup, but what they have is 17 buildable shades that you can choose from and play with, so you can use as little or as much as you'd like. You can try darker shades or lighter shades. I like to apply a light shade like Stella to the inner corner of my eyes and then under my eyes just a little bit, just to give my eyes a little bit of a glow. But I also love to use their metallic shades on my eyelid because it just makes such a pretty, easy, smoky eye. Sometimes I'll even use them under my eye. It just makes putting on your eye makeup so easy. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bigboo. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bigboo for 20% off your first order.
So excited though about tonight. I have Pilates tonight, but then when I get home, I'm going to watch some Slow Horses, which I'm on season 3 of Slow Horses.
Okay.
And which I have loved, and I'm going to watch some Slow Horses. I'm going to cross stitch. It's been a really, I don't know what it is. There's just something kind of meditative about it, you know, where
I get it.
It's been great. So I've picked up a new hobby, and if I complete anything ever, I will share it. Cause I used to do that for Christmas gifts when I was in college, cause it was cheap. Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So anyway, it turns out you can still remember how to do it.
Yeah.
I remember going when I was little, like at our church growing up, they would do classes in the summertime. I remember going to like a macrame class and we learned how to do a plant hanger. And you know, I just think all that stuff, it's if your carpal tunnel will allow it, I think it's therapeutic to do something with your hands. So.
Yeah, I think that's good. Well, I also have a new development that I was going to share that falls in the category of self-care.
Okay.
So with the book coming out, I've just been really busy. Like I feel like my days, I have a lot of stuff and whatever. And so I had been going out and working out with my trainer who I loved, but she's like 30 minutes away. And I was like, I don't have the time and I can't commit to a certain day. So it's like, I need to do something that's going to free me up to be on my own routine.
Okay.
So my friend Kim told me, she said, oh, you need to go to Hotworks. And I was like, what is Hotworks? So I'm going to tell you what Hotworks is.
Oh, I've seen Hotworks videos on TikTok.
Well, it is. Okay. So what it is, which I laughed because when Kim told me, she was like, because it's literally up the street from my house. And she was like, I didn't even know what it was. She said, I thought it was like a new, like a wok place because their graphic isn't great. She said, I thought it was like a Chinese restaurant.
It's a ramen restaurant.
Yes. Go get your Hotworks. Yeah. And so, but you go in and it's these, they have these individual, like probably 6 infrared saunas. And then you do a workout that just comes on the screen. You don't have an instructor except on the screen. And you do, like, they have Pilates, they have yoga, they have a hot stretch, they have whatever, but they have hot work spin where you go in with a bike. That's like a 15-minute workout. But so you get all the benefits of the infrared sauna, which are extensive.
Yes, they are, Melanie. Yes, they are.
They are extensive. Mm-hmm. It's good for your skin. It's good for your collagen. Mm-hmm. It's good to remove toxins from your body. It's good for your lymph system. So, and you know, that that is right up my alley to just buy into all of that.
100%.
So yes. I went today.
You walked in and you said, I am here for lymphatic drainage.
Yes, I need to drain my lymph. Mm-hmm. And because I have a part two of this. But anyway, I did the hot yoga today in the sauna. And I have to say, I didn't hate it. Did not hate it. You sweat like you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
like,
I would believe. I certainly would.
Uh-huh. Oh my gosh. But and it was nice because here's the thing, it's cold outside. So it was nice because I did it and then I walked outside and I was immediately cool. I thought, I don't know if I could do this in the summer when I'm already hot all the time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But today, so anyway, but they have weights, they have a whole thing. So I don't know what's happening. Can you hear the dogs barking? I don't know what's happening.
Got a delivery. Be my first guess.
Be a delivery, but oh, somebody just walked by. That's why. Okay. So anyway, the dogs are inside because Perry's practice shooting his bow and arrow in the backyard. And we don't want to, that would be tragic. So
yes, we've got the dogs inside. It's not worth the risk.
It's really not. So anyway, all that to say, so I've started. So I signed up. I signed up for a month membership.
Okay.
To Hot Works. I'm going to go. I think tomorrow I'm going to try a Pilates class. You can also just go and stretch. But there is something, I find something very soothing about the being in the hot infrared sauna.
But you're just in there by yourself, right?
Well, technically you can, there's room for up to three, but you can kind of, like all my friends have told me, like kind of if you just look, you can look and just be in one by yourself. Like, or if you show up, because that would be my thing. I would go in there with somebody I knew, but I don't want to be in there with a stranger because you're sweaty and hot.
Now, the Pilates is not reformer Pilates though, right? It's on the mat. Is that correct?
It's on the mat. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they give you a mat and a towel, mm-hmm. and then you do that, and then you do your workout. But then they also have a section where they have all their different free weights and bands and all that, so you can do that off to the side, or you could bring your weights with you into the hot infrared sauna room if you want to. But all that to say, I think it'll work out well for my lifestyle right now because they're literally open 24 hours a day, so I can just go whenever I want to go.
Okay, so when I come to San Antonio in a couple of weeks,
yeah, let's go.
I want to go.
Okay, we'll go. So,
which
listen, that'll be
something else, won't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to go. I want to go.
Yeah. So, because I did like a couple of years ago, I did start going to an infrared sauna just to go sit and sweat on a regular basis because somebody had said it's really good for your skin. But this is like I paid $30 a month. And so you have unlimited.
Are
so
I'm you like, kidding me?
No, that's
Are
what I'm
Are you
saying.
Kidding me?
No.
Melanie, you don't mean.
I know.
Oh, my word.
$30.
What a bargain.
That's it. I mean, even if all I want to do is just go sit and sweat in the infrared sauna, that's cheaper than going to the actual infrared sauna.
That is very affordable. Yes, that's a dollar a day.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway, I think it'll be good for me. When I had gone to the doctor about my hormones, she had said, if you have access to an infrared sauna, that's actually a really good mood endorphin boost. She said that's really healing for your body emotionally and mentally and in all those ways. So this is my self-care.
Okay, I love it. I'm so excited to see where this takes you.
Yeah, so we'll see what the journey is. If you're like me, I feel like the beginning of the year is a time where I'm trying to get stuff in order. I'm putting together my tax stuff. I'm doing all my grown-up stuff that I know that I need to get done as the year gets going. One of the things that we have done in the past was really secured our future to know what things were going to look like. And this feels like something that you don't want to deal with or you don't want to think about. But when you do, the peace of mind is worth it. And that's why I love Trust and Will. Trust and Will makes protecting what you care about the easiest. Plus, you can get 10% off at trustandwill.com/bigboo. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys, but it's customized by you. So you can keep your family prepared and protected by managing your will or trust online. Each will or trust is state specific, it's legally valid, it's customized to your needs. So these are like your care wishes, nomination, guardians, final arrangements, power of attorney, things that you don't want to just leave out there and not have a plan for. You can ensure your family and loved ones avoid lengthy, expensive legal proceedings or the state deciding what happens to your assets. They have a simple step-by-step process that guides you from start to finish, one question at a time, and this just saves your loved ones the stress by having all your documents in one place with bank-level encryption. They have live customer service that's available through phone, chat, and email. You can check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/bigboo and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/bigboo. So I'm doing that. And then the other thing that I've started doing is I've really committed because I'm going on my little book tour.
Yes.
And so you just know that with that, like people are going to be taking pictures. And I was like, I really feel like I kind of switched up some stuff in my skincare game.
Oh.
And so, which I'm going to see Niva on Thursday. So we'll see where this takes me. But I will say, so I've started using all of those in beauty products that I talked about, the Elastic Skin. And there's another one that I'm going to talk about that's actually going to be one of my five favorites. But like I've had like four people tell me in the last week, hey, your skin looks really good.
Okay.
But I will tell you the biggest thing that I've been doing is that every night I put my final thing is I put that tallow balm, that Hearth of Homestead tallow balm on my face. I put a thin layer on and then I use my little, I've really committed to using my little luminescent, that little light thing that I showed you, like the little deal. I sit and I do it in three different settings every night while I read. I just sit and I like do my face. And I do the red, which is for wrinkles and collagen. I do the green, which is for lymphatic drainage, because that's very important. And then I do the purple hot, which is just good for overall lifting.
Okay. All right. So you just hold your book with one hand and then you just run that thing over your face?
Yeah,
with the
I just run that over my face and I just do it all over. Listen, Perry's gotten, he doesn't even blink an eye. I'm just over there doing my face and he doesn't even care. But anyway, I don't know that it's helping, but I thought I'm going to commit to doing this like every single night.
Okay.
And see if I will say that when I wake up in the morning, I'm not having my forehead wrinkle.
Okay. So, well, that seems like that's a good sign that it's working. Yeah.
So that's, so we'll see what happens with all my different stuff.
Okay. Well, that's just a load of information, really. Well, just who says you don't change as you get older? We're just a wash and change. Just a wash in it.
Yeah. So anyway, and then I had a lot of people asking about the mouse. They wanted to know what had happened. Did I talk about this last week? So we did catch the mouse. Okay. And it was indeed just a little mouse. So we caught it. Perry sealed up the hole in our laundry room where he thought he was coming through, part of our dryer vent. He was like, so he sealed it all up really, really good. Did a whole thing. We caught the mouse, whatever. Well, then last week when the polar vortex was here, we opened up, we had our kitchen cabinets open where the sink under the sink to, because Perry didn't want the pipes to get too cold. And so we had the kitchen thing open. And so we didn't think about it. Well, then one night I went into the laundry room because we keep a lot of our like excess pantry stuff. We kind of use it as a pantry. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you that we had a new interloper who had shown up who liked a Valentine peanut M&M because I found little remnants of the M&Ms. So Perry realized, he was like, I think he got in from under the sink. He said, because there was also like enough of an opening there. I don't know if you know this, a mouse can get through a very, very tiny opening.
They can. I know this from my days at school. They certainly can. They don't need much room. They just need just the hope. Like, again, they just need hope.
Mm-hmm. No. So we sealed that up. We have not had any evidence. We set traps for the next couple of nights, but we think that was a polar vortex. He was getting in and we solved it. But hopefully at this point, our mouse problem is taken care of because we have not seen any more evidence of such.
Well, I just wish you only the best in this particular regard.
I can't think about it too much. I have to kind of whatever. But then I have one more thing to tell you. So Saturday night, I thought about you because we had some friends over for dinner.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out what to cook. because I'd kind of done all my usuals and I was like, I want to do something different. And I made, it's Giada's sheet pan lasagna. Have you ever made this?
I've never made it, but I've seen her make it. I have seen her make it, I think on TikTok. Okay. Yes.
Well, I made it because the whole premise is so you cook your you break your lasagna noodles up into like 2-inch pieces and then you boil those. Then you make like your meat sauce and all that stuff. So it's almost like a deconstructed lasagna is what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you do it in a sheet pan. But what I loved about it is you don't have, it's not as gooey. It's like, it's almost, you have like crunchy, crispy edges with the cheese and everything. But I thought about you because it made a lot. And I thought the next time you do a frat party dinner over at your house.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because it made a lot. Like, because you cook it in that whole half a sheet. Like, you could do 2 pans of that. And it was really easy. And everybody loved it. So I thought about you because that would be a good group dinner.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I follow her on TikTok, but her videos pop up for me on TikTok. And I love when she cooks with her daughter. Yeah. And anyway, recently I saw her make the sheet pan lasagna and it looked like, just from a texture perspective, I thought, oh, David would love that because he loves that when the edges get crispy and all that stuff. So
yeah, I thought it was, to me, I liked it. Perry said, hey, these noodles were kind of hard and crunchy. And I was like, that was the point. Like that was, I liked it better than a traditional lasagna. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But what I thought about for you, because I was like, it was really easy to serve and it was really easy to, like, that would be a great one to cook for a crowd without having to make your whole house smell like meat.
which is always the objective. I mean, whatever we can do, right?
Yeah, nobody wants that. Nobody wants that.
Okay, well, is it time for 5 favorites?
It's time for 5 favorites. I have a random array today.
We love a random array.
Well, listen, that's what we're going to go with. Okay, so the first thing, I've really been trying to figure out my my dog bowl situation because we keep a water bowl for Piper and Mabel in the kitchen. And it's just always a disaster because Piper like sticks her whole face to get water. And so anyway, I got a little mat, but then I also ordered this. It's an acrylic stand, so it doesn't sit on the floor. So it's like a nice little stand, and then it comes with a glass bowl. So she can drink her water. And, you know, she's only got 3 legs.
Yes,
isn't it cute?
Yes,
and so I just think it makes it look more intentional. I just got one because we don't feed them inside; like they eat outside. So I didn't need the but they come in double. I just got the single because we just keep water for them in the kitchen, and I just thought it was really good. So
cute. Okay.
Well, I know. And thanks for Hazel, because she's elderly. Like, that would just be so much better for her, you know, for her joints.
Hazel, I've added a runner from the foyer to our kitchen, which is a pretty long hallway of hardwood. And I've had to put a 12-foot runner there because she's having such a hard time with her arthritis sometimes and her back legs. So, and she has an elevated dog bowl. But I think this would be great for her, this double one. So I'm fixing to add to cart. Whole place.
Yeah. No, it's real cute.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. Okay.
Well, it just looks nice if you're going to have it in there. The next thing, you may have seen this on TikTok. I haven't because I don't really go on TikTok, but I just ordered it because I needed a new hairbrush. And then I found this. And so I got this too. But it's called the Unbrush Detangling Brush.
Okay. And I've seen this, but I don't know it. I don't know it. Okay. I've never tried one.
So it's the perfect, it's plastic. It's real weird. When you get it, you're like, what is it? But there's something about it, the way it's vented and the way that it brushes through your hair when it's wet. It really makes a difference. It's kind of like, and if I brush through my hair after I curl it, it just like makes my curls relax and it smooths my hair out and it leaves it static free. And I guess maybe because it allows the airflow, I don't know. I just really like it. It's a great brush.
I'm intrigued.
And a lot of people recommended it, like, especially if you have like little kids, it's supposedly for detangling supposed to be great. And I will say that after I brush my hair, this comes through it really well while it's
okay.
Still
wet. So that's great.
Yeah. So that's that. The next one is, this is part of my, so I've talked about the In Beauty. I've been using their Elastic Skin Serum and I've been using their moisturizer, but then, Sarah James, who does Whirl, talked about their Mineral Sun Glow sunscreen. And you know how loyal I have been to Elta MD for years. It's been my go-to. I got this. Listen, I got this. This is all I'm going to use from here on out.
Oh, wow.
It's so glowy. It does. Listen, it's an Allure Best of Beauty Award winner, but it comes in like a fair medium, which is kind of like a pinky shade, but it just goes on so pretty and it gives you like the lightest little glow. There's also a medium deep if you need a little bit darker shade, but there's no white finish to it. Like it's just a really natural glowy finish. And so I think it's just really pretty. I like the coverage. It feels super smooth and it feels like it doesn't dry your skin out. I really like it. So
that's high praise.
Highly recommend. Yeah. The next thing, I went to Target last week and I saw these pajamas in person and they are the softest things ever. And I immediately put them in my cart. They're the Auden striped pajama pants. They also come with a matching top. There's a blue stripe, which is what I got. They also have a green stripe. They're not a poplin, but they're just, man, they're the softest cotton. Like they're just, they feel like lived in pajamas that you've had forever. And so I love these.
This is an immediate yes for me. There are only two left at my Target. I'll be picking these up after Pilates tonight.
Yeah. No, they're so soft. I mean, like, I can't even tell you. Like, they're not crisp, but they're super soft. And I love a striped pajama anyway. The last thing, this is another new skincare product that I've been using. It's the Mother Science Hero Serum. So this for me has replaced, I've been using this instead of my vitamin C.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what it is. It's a breakthrough serum for dark spots, sun damage, and even skin tone.
Listen, I'm going to venture, again. Listen, here's what I just, the battle of your life really has been against dark spots. And what has Melanie fought for and against? Dark spots, treatment for dark spots and melasma. I mean, she's been relentless.
Well, and you'll be glad to know that it has melassazin, which is apparently 10 times more powerful antioxidant than vitamin C, that targets your hyperpigmentation in three ways. It also has alpine rose extract, which is supposed to revive your skin to help improve elasticity, reduce redness, and even tone. I'm just saying, I really like this. I feel like I can already see a difference in the tone of my skin. So this has become this is my new thing instead of vitamin C, and it's substantially less expensive than my vitamin C.
I'm going to, 100% of people, Melanie, had a reduction in the appearance of dark spots.
That's what I'm saying.
100% of people saw brighter and smoother skin, and 100% of people said their skin tone looked more even. I don't. It's high praise.
Yeah. It's a hero serum. So anyway, and it's science. It has science in the name. So those.
Well done.
Well, listen, those are my five favorites for the week.
Thank you for these.
You're so welcome.
I can tell you how you two have been on a self-care journey.
I have.
Listen, it's the only way. It's the only way, just, you know, and
it's what we've got to do.
It's what we've got to do. It's just, we've got to fight the good fight. And Mother Science to the rescue.
That's it. Well, part of it is because January lasts 743 days.
Oh my gosh, it's endless.
It's so just, endless.
It's endless. How are we not done with it yet?
That's what I know. That's what I'm saying. And so it's like, that's why we've taken up cross stitch and hot yoga and all the things, because we're just trying to get through. We're just trying to get through.
I want you to know that I only clicked on the Mother Science website and I have just gotten an email that says, "Welcome to Mother Science." I didn't tell them anything. I just clicked on it.
You know why? Because they have all those scientists working for them. So they're smart. They're savvy.
They wasted no time welcoming me, and I did not even feel like I had announced my presence. Here we are. Here we are. Golly. Oh, mercy.
I know. All right. Well, y'all, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week. I don't know what will have happened then, but hopefully I will have cross-stitched more, and Melanie will have tried a Pilates class at Hot Works, and we'll update y'all on how it's going.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. So thanks for listening, y'all.
Okay, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye, everybody.